News. I'm Karen Sloan. China has slammed the U.S. for shooting down its balloon that flew over the country this week. Republicans, meanwhile, criticized the president for not acting sooner. But Biden himself hailed the action as the right move executed well at the right time.
It successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
The Navy and Coast Guard are looking to retrieve what's left of the balloon, which fell off the coast of South Carolina. The wreckage is set to be sent to an FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia. Friends and family of Tyre Nichols packed a Sacramento skate ramp Saturday to remember the 29-year-old who died after being tasered and beaten by police following a traffic stop in Memphis. His mother, Ravon Wells, says his passing will be very hard for her.
My son, I'm going to miss him so much. This never should have happened.
Six officers were fired after the incident. Five of them face murder charges. The Democrats have reshuffled their primary schedule ahead of next year's presidential elections in a move to get the voting process to better reflect the diversity of the party. South Carolina, with a sizable black population, has been raised to the top of the starting line, while Iowa's caucus will be pushed back. Both sides in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine confirmed a prisoner swap Saturday. 116 Ukrainians were reported freed, while 63 Russian troops got to return home. The fighting is continuing, however, as Ukrainian TV cited recent bombardments. There was no winner in Saturday's Powerball drawing, which means the jackpot for Monday is climbing towards $750 million. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The fire is still burning out in East Palestine, Ohio, near the Pennsylvania border, following a huge train derailment Friday that left a mass of mangled wreckage. Michael Graham is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
About 50 cars were involved in the derailment, 20 of which contained hazardous materials. At this time, we are unaware of any injuries to the train crew, first responders, or members of the community.
Thousands of residents were either evacuated or confined to their homes, however, because of a leak of vinyl chloride. Police say they'll reevaluate the situation after daybreak. The disaster declaration from Governor Greg Abbott should offer help and assistance to those struggling in the wake of a brutal winter storm that pummeled Texas. Nearly 100,000 people lost power. The severe weather was responsible for at least 10 deaths in three southern states. Super Bowl commercials are even more pricey this year. Fox News is charging advertisers $7 million for a 30-second spot. Then there are production costs, and celebrities aren't cheap either. But companies are still forking out to use them, according to David Schaffner of Spot Bowl.
The intel is early so far, but we're going to see Kevin Hart, very funny comedian, in a spot for DraftKings. And we're also going to see Paul Rudd, that he'll be reprising his role as Ant-Man, in a spot for Heineken.
USA News, I'm Karen Sloan.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.